You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We saw the dominance of Alabama on display on Saturday night. They went into Death Valley and not only beat the Tigers, they beat them up 29-0. And now the question is, can anybody run with the tide? Joining us here on the show is Yahoo Sports columnist, best-selling author, and host of the College Football Podcast for Yahoo Sports, Dan Wetzel, our friend. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. I've been great. How you been?
Good. We might as well just talk about the pizza-eating rats. The season's over. I don't know if you heard. So tell me about the rats, because I got nothing for you.
So you really believe that Clemson can't beat them, Michigan can't beat them, this is it, Alabama in a blowout every step of the way?
I think Clemson can play with them, certainly. Clemson, I don't think LSU is really like the third best team in the country or some dominant third place team, third number three team. They're good, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lost again. And you know, we'll see. But I think Clemson could. But they got a freshman QB in Trevor Lawrence. That's going to take a lot, as good as freshman QBs can be these days because of 7-on-7 ball. Other than that, no, I really don't. I think Michigan's got a decent defense. They got a good defense, but they haven't faced anything like Alabama's offense. I think Notre Dame is having a great season and is a really good team, but it has nowhere near the depth or the level of talent of Alabama. Georgia is a year away. I mean, even Kirby Smart's like, we're a work in progress. You know, I don't know who else could even make it. So, now, I think maybe you get something in the title game with Clemson. They're not going to be scared, and I think that's a big part. I think everyone else is going to be scared.
Is this a case of Alabama's overwhelming talent? I mean, it's nice to have Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa under center for you on the depth chart, or is this more Nick Saban brilliance where he is just that much better as a head coach and getting the more out of his roster than anybody else?
Well, I think part of it's the talent. I mean, you have a quarterback now at Alabama, which they never really had. A.J. McCarron was their best quarterback during the Saban era, and he's a backup NFL player. Tua will not be a backup. He'll be a starter. He's a terrific – he'll be a top draft pick. So you have that. So maybe in the past where they had to beat an LSU team like this and you would see these games, it's, you know, 12-9, 12-6, they're struggling. They can score points. And the defense could be just as good, and they can score the points. I also think Nick Saban is part of that. I thought he completely outcoached Ed Orgeron in this game on Saturday night, so you have that. But what really Alabama has done, and this is what every single college program aspires to, they don't just get great players. They get great players who want the challenge of playing at Alabama. You sign with Alabama and you know there is not a single rep in practice that will be given to you, let alone a snap in a game. You will have to compete every moment. And you get not just kids that can really play, but kids who are like, hell yeah, I want that. I will do everything this guy tells me. I'm going to follow the game plan, and he will get me to the NFL, and we will win national championships or at least play for it. And when you can get 85 people with that mentality of straight up, I'm all in, and I want that competition, and a Tuesday practice is as tough as a Saturday night, you can really do something. I haven't seen it this good since USC had it when Pete Carroll had that going. And you just have player after player after player. And that's what he's got, and it's really coming together this year. So you're just seeing domination opposed to just normal Alabama winning. This is the best team he's had, certainly in a few years.
Dan Wetzel joins us from Yahoo Sports. What's more impressive, the reign of dominance of Alabama since Saban got there, or that the Patriots have been doing this for 18 years in a salary cap league?
The Patriots. I mean, the rules of college football are not set up for quality. I mean, they pretend they are in recruiting, sort of. But Nick Saban go out and redo his whole roster every year, practically. I mean, he can go sign 25 new players, and he picks who he wants and has an ability to just get them. You don't get that with New England. So New England is what New England's done in a league that says, you're not allowed to do this, and we're going to write the rule book to make sure you don't do this, is more impressive. There's no question.
You were at the forefront and maybe the most influential voice that was covering the FBI investigation, the trial on amateurism in college athletics and college basketball, and the underbelly of that. When you walked away out of that trial, did you say, okay, we're closer to a solution with college athletics and amateurism, or farther away?
I think we should be closer, but I don't think we are. I don't know. That's a tough question phrased like that. It's a good question, but we should be, because anybody who paid attention to the trial, who sat there and listened to this, you know, the open secret was truly in the open, and that's that these kids are not amateur athletes when they arrive at college. Like, there was testimony that this kid, Brian Bowen, Tugs Bowen, who was maybe the number 30 recruit in the country, after his sophomore year of high school, Adidas paid him $25,000 to play for an AAU team of theirs one summer. That was his summer job between his sophomore and junior year. His dad got $25,000 for his son to play on an AAU team. Now, you and I and anyone listening go, that is absolutely absurd. Why would you pay $25,000 for the number 30 player to play AAU ball? But Adidas is a big multi-billion-dollar multinational company. That's how they got there. This is their decision. They see the value in him of 25 grand for a summer. Now, the idea of the NCAA rules are built a lot in like 1970, when the only way you'd know who the number 30 recruit in the country was is if you read the Bob Gibbons newsletter. And nobody ever heard of this guy outside of his town. And the kid had no value, but clearly they do have value. And when you're paid and someone sees value in you, you're a professional. So they're pros at 16, 15. Zion Williamson, who's showing up at Duke, is going to start sensation by tomorrow night, already has 1.7 million Instagram followers. He is a huge presence in teenage culture and could sell tons of things. He is a professional athlete. It's the college rules that are still based on this idea of, like, nobody ever heard of you. You come to our college. We teach people who you are. And now you have value and you turn pro. So the concept of amateurism is always bankrupt to begin with. It just isn't relevant these days with these kids. Tugs Bowen isn't even a big deal. So what was all these other guys worth? If they're paying 25 for number 30, what are they paying for number 3? And so the whole thing that college sports is doing is absurd. Now, here's why I say we're not any closer to anyone realizing that. Wasn't anybody there. Mark Emmert wasn't sitting there. His deputies weren't sitting there. Nobody from the NCAA office was there. No Big Ten commissioners or Big East commissioners, no associate commissioners, no athletic directors, nobody. So all the people in charge just want to ignore this because they're getting paid. So they want the status quo. And so as much as anybody would reasonably look at this and go, this system is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, it's like sitting there saying, hey, I know Taylor Swift could sing songs in high school, but she's not allowed to. She has to sing in a choir at the University of Tennessee for a year. Then she can make an album, not when she's 15 years old. And you go, that's the dumbest idea I ever heard of. Well, here you go. So nobody with the power wants to do anything because they're making cash. And the only thing that changes things in this country is money. And they got the money. So it should have, but it won't. They're just going to double down and sit there and go, hey, man, if I can hang on, if this system can go 50 more years, I'm making millions more dollars, and I retire. Who cares what goes on in the future?
Dan Wetzel joins us from the show, from Yahoo Sports here on the show. That was, to me, the most powerful part of your reporting from there, is that you were the one, you were the siren, and nobody else was there. And I wonder, especially about college athletics, you wrote an amazing piece that I recited a lot of here on the show about Mike Krzyzewski. He is the Nick Saban of college basketball, and he couldn't even be bothered to be there, let alone weigh in on it. And he said, this is just a blip on the radar. This is not really what happens. Even though, as you pointed out, this is exactly what happens. if Coach K doesn't find it important enough to be there, are the coaches that are supposed to be this beacon of prestige like Coach K part of the problem?
I mean, you know, they know what's going on. They know this stuff. But just take the reasonable thought, okay? If the number 30 player in the country is worth $25,000 in a summer after his sophomore year, then almost every top 100 player that is going to these schools, let's say just top 30, every top 30, let's say that's the best. You know someone's getting $15,000 if you're number 40, right? But let's just say every top 30 recruit over the last 5-10 years, really about 40 years, has been paid not by the school with a bag, man. No one's saying like Mike Krzyzewski's handing out, you know, stacks of cash. Nike's paying them. Adidas is paying them. Under Armour's paying them. Agents are paying them. Financial planners are paying them. Everyone's paying the kids and their families because they're professionals. They're worth something. If you have 1.7 million Instagram followers like Zion Williamson, and those 1.7 are almost all going to be teenagers, what's the easiest way to sell to teenagers? Have them wear your brand. Have them promote your brand. So putting him in a Nike jersey in high school has enormous value. May not think it, but he does. So to assume that all these top players at all these top schools, they're all ineligible. Like they all did the same thing as the Bowens, or most of them. Let's say not all. Somebody didn't. Okay, great. But just common sense and basic logic says, well, if this kid's worth this much, what's this guy worth? And, oh, nobody ever approached him. Nobody ever took him money. So all of these guys have taken something. Their parents have taken it. Almost all of them. And, you know, well, someone went to Duke. Someone went to Carolina. Someone went to Kentucky. Someone went to Kansas. You know, it's all the same because that's how you get the best teams. So what are you watching? Like Arizona's Final Four, I don't know, whatever Arizona's team did last year, three of their five starters – last year were mentioned in the trial. So was this amateur basketball? Come on. You know, so for any coach to sit there and go, well, that's not happening on my campus. Never heard anything like this. It just defies logic. I like Mike Krzyzewski, but come on. Like, he's too smart to sit there and not see how obvious this is. And so it doesn't behoove anybody who writes the rules to change the rules. So they're just going to play pretend, which is, you know, that's what they want to do. They're going to play pretend. No, it's not happening here. Okay, sure.
Dan Wetzel joins us from Yahoo Sports. Listen to the Yahoo Sports College podcast with Dan and Pat Forty and Pete Thamel. They're overreacting to week number 10 of the college football season. The Yahoo Sports College podcast, it's an awesome listen, and it's an awesome read whenever Dan weighs in on college athletics. Read that at yahoosports.com. Dano, I thank you much, buddy.
All right, been too long. Take care, DA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.